Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of the 10-Minute Expat Thailand Edition. Today's episode is kind of like a follow-up from my last episode of where to buy, the city or the beach. And in that episode, I talked about if you can only afford to buy one home, I highly recommend you always buy in a capital city of that country. So for example, like here in Thailand, you definitely want to buy here in Bangkok as your first home as opposed to anywhere else. Today I'm gonna go a little further as to why Bangkok and also what can you buy with a budget of $200,000 to $250,000. So why Bangkok as opposed to Beach City? Bangkok, as I describe it, it is a big thriving metropolis. It's like LA, New York, Paris, London, and Sydney all combined together. But living here, I'm living here at a fraction of the price, literally at a 75% to 80% discount as opposed to those larger Western cities. There's so much to do here and there's so many things. I mean, it just boggles your mind. My wife and I constantly, because when you look at, for an example, like our list of things to do, we literally have a laundry list of all these restaurants that we want to dine in here in Bangkok. And I've been here for almost 10 years, and there's still, the list is growing and growing and growing. And there's so many cool things that's now just popping up here in Bangkok. I'm gonna talk about this on another podcast, but I have some huge exciting news, and I'm just gonna give you a little bit of a tease. The city of Bangkok is gonna build their version of Central Park here in Bangkok. And I saw the plans. It is under construction right now. And this area is in a major shopping area in the Asok area. And Asok is where the Terminal 21 Mega Mall is located, but not too far from Terminal 21, within walking distance from there, from the BTS station and the mall, you're going to encounter what's going to be basically Central Park, Bangkok. So I'm super excited about that. And that's what's great about Bangkok. It is constantly innovating, new things, new restaurants, entertainment venues, everything is here. That's why if you can only afford to buy one home, make sure that one home is in Bangkok. Then if you want to buy your second and third homes, those can be in the beach cities or maybe up north in Chiang Mai. So let's talk about budget. In one of my podcasts, I talk about what can you buy for $50,000 to $75,000. Well, today I'm gonna up the budget because I'm talking about Bangkok to $200,000 to $250,000. You know, as I mentioned many times, is one of the great things about Thailand, and it's so unique about this country, is that real estate in Bangkok is actually about 25 to maybe 30% more expensive than beach cities, which when you look at Western countries like the United States, Australia, New Zealand, homes by the water, within walking distance of the water, are always going to be literally double the price of any properties inland. But it's not the case here in Thailand. So homes are more expensive. So for that budget of $200,000, $250,000, what that can buy you, what I recommend you buying, is a two-bedroom condo in a newer building, whether it's, let's just say it's within 10 years old. And this building should be located along the BTS line. And the one BTS line that, there are many BTS lines here in Bangkok. The one major BTS line that I recommend is make sure that you live within walking distance or on Sukhumvit Road. Sukhumvit Road is the most famous road here throughout Thailand. And also Sukhumvit Road has a good example is there's Upper Manhattan, which is kind of what we call our Ratchaprasong, which is our central shopping district. And then we have our Midtown. Midtown is kind of like, I just mentioned, Asok, where Terminal 21 is. And then you have Lower Manhattan, which is like the Ekamai, all the way down to like On Nut, not On Nut. It looks like it's On Nut, it's O-N-N-U-T, but it's pronounced On Nut. So I live in lower Sukhumvit, so lower Manhattan. And what I love about living on Sukhumvit Road is the fact that I have everything. Everything. My wife and I love to dine out. We literally eat out at least two times a day, sometimes even three times a day. But we're always out doing something. And within, you know, a short walking distance from our condo, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of things to do. So that's why you want to live on Sukhumvit. Because as an expat, first of all, if you heard my other episodes, you don't want to drive here in Bangkok. You really don't. Public transportation is clean, inexpensive, and readily available. And when you're living on Sukhumvit, you just take the BTS. And you get what's called a rabbit card. And you basically fill it so you can add as much money as you want on the rabbit card. But be wary. The money, and I made this mistake before, actually I didn't make this mistake before. A friend of mine made this mistake. So he loaded literally like $100 on his rabbit card. He didn't end up coming back to Thailand for a year. That money was gone. So whatever money you load on your rabbit card for the BTS, that is only stays active for 6 months. So please remember that. So the rabbit card, it's basically like your credit card to get on the BTS, get on any BTS line. And that's what we use as our mode of transportation here in Bangkok. And, you know, we walk everywhere. If we want to go somewhere further, we take the BTS. So it's very, very convenient. So for that $200,000, $250,000, it's going to get you two bedrooms, two baths, fully furnished. You'll be in a beautiful condo building that is going to have a gym, a pool. Some of them may have steam rooms and saunas. There will be one car parking reserved for you, depending on what type of building you're in, for each unit. But the nice thing about this building is, for an example, our association dues, we're only paying, I think it's about $35 a month that we paid annually. It's so ridiculously inexpensive. And the condos are roughly going to be between 500 to about 700 square feet. And you're probably telling yourself, you're like, what? Two-bedroom condo? That's around 500, 700 square feet? That's crazy, because usually one-bedroom condos are that size. Well, the difference between the condos here in Thailand and the condos in your Western countries like the United States is the design. They're better designed here. The units are basically a square box. So when you're designing a square box, it's easier to design it to make sure that you're not wasting space. When you look at condos in the States, there's so much wasted space. Not here. Everything is done like a Japanese style. You have beautiful polished like concrete floors or white marble. They like white here. And I really like it because it makes the place look bigger and it makes it look clean. So like our flooring is white marbling. And it feels like, even though our unit is, you know, just under 600 square feet, but it feels like a 1,000 square foot condo. So you don't really feel that confined. And like I said, you have all the great amenities, a nice infinity pool. We have a nice infinity pool. We have a perfect size gym, and the gym is never packed. The only time it's packed is probably on the weekends. But I rarely ever see, I'm usually there by myself, just my wife and I. We rarely ever see anyone else there. But the nice thing is, you're not going to be spending a lot of time in your condo. You're only going to be there maybe streaming Netflix or doing a little bit of cooking and sleeping and maybe taking calls or if you're still working. But you're rarely going to be in your condo. You're always going to be out exploring Bangkok, finding some place new to eat, finding a cool place to get, you know, a deep tissue massage or maybe some acupuncture. There's so many cool things to do. For an example, any of you people out there that's my age, so approaching 50, there are certain things that you want to start doing to make yourself look good. You want to maybe do dermabrasion and laser your skin to get away the wrinkles, whatever. That type of spa treatments in, let's say, United States, it's super expensive. Here, it is literally half the price here, sometimes 75% less. Like, for an example, because I have a lot of acne scars, so I like to do dermabrasion. In the States, each dermabrasion is going to cost me roughly $100 to $150 per session. Here, if I buy in a package, it's as low as $30. It's that cheap. So that's why Bangkok is a place where you want to call home. And Bangkok is where you want to call home first, as opposed to any of the beach cities. Just rent. There's nothing wrong with renting in a beach city, but make Bangkok your main hub first. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you in Thailand.